हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ सहनावतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते, येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। यैरिमे गुरुभिः पूर्वं पदवाक्यप्रमाणतः व्याख्याता सर्ववेदान्तास्तान्नित्यं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्। ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शं वरुणः, शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा, शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः। नमो ब्रह्मणे, नमस्ते वायो, त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि, त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि, ऋतं वदिष्यामि, सत्यं वदिष्यामि, तन्मामवतु, तद्वक्तारमवतु, अवतु माम्, अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ शन्नो मित्रः शं वरुणः, शन्नो भवत्वर्यमा, शन्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः, शन्नो विष्णुरुरुक्रमः। नमो ब्रह्मणे, नमस्ते वायो, त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि, त्वामेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि, ऋतं वदिष्यामि, सत्यं वदिष्यामि, तन्मामवतु, तद्वक्तारमवतु, अवतु माम्, अवतु वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। शीक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः, शीक्षां व्याख्यास्यामः। वर्णस्वरः, वर्णस्वरः, मात्राबलम्, मात्राबलम्, सामसन्तानः, सामसन्तानः। इत्युक्तश्चीक्षाध्यायः, इत्युक्तश्चीक्षाध्यायः। Okay, we have seen the mantra, the words of the mantra, the literal meanings, and also Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on this second anuvaka. Before we enter into the next mantra, let us remember siksha alone is said to be siksha here. Siksha is that through which the six topics, six factors pertaining to the science of phonetics are understood. And here Acharya says, Upanishad says, Upanishad Guruhu says, we shall explain the science of phonetics known as Siksha. And there are six topics constitute the subject matter of the discipline of science of phonetics. Varnaha stands for Varnaha, all alphabets, all vowels and consonants. Then Swaraha. The word Swaraha is a singular word which stands for Swaraha, different Swaras, known as Anudattaha, Udattaha, Swaritaha, Dirgha Swaritaha. Then Matra. Third aspect is Matra. I told you Matra means measure, because Miyate Anaya iti Matra, that through which a time taken to pronounce a given sound is measured, Matra. And we have one unit of time is Ekamatra Kalaha, two units of time if two units of time are taken to pronounce a sound, say Dvimatra Kalaha. And we have time taken more than two units of time is also another measure. And we say Hrasvaha Dirgaha Plutaha. Hrasvaha means short, Dirgaha means long, Plutaha means long, elongated sound. So all short vowels are said to be Hrasvaha, because all short vowels take only one Matra Kalaha, one unit of time. Long vowels take two Matra Kalaha, two units of time. Therefore, they are said to be Dirgha Varnaha, Dirgha Swaraha, Dirgha Varnaha. Then Plutaha is a measure taken any longer duration of time, more than two units of time. So we have Matra. That is why I wanted to remind you here, when we utter this Pranavaha, this monosyllabic word Om, sound symbol of Bhagavan Om, it should not be elongated. It should not take too long. One should not take too long a time to say Om, because Om consists only of three sounds: short vowel akaraha, short vowel ukaraha, and one single consonant makaraha. So the three sounds should take only three matra kalaha. Therefore, Om, Om. This is the appropriate way of uttering Omkaraha, because Om consists only of three sounds, and three units of time alone should be taken. We can't really measure, but still, it should not be too long. Om. There's already many times, but again, I'm reminding you today. To utter Om, one should not take more than three matra kalaha. Somehow, it has been there in the practice of many big organizations and big groups of people. So they all very beautiful, nice people with a good thinking, with a good intention, meaning well, highly disciplined people. But still, because of some, because many, most of the big group of people are saying, people is involved in saying Om, we should not take it as right. Okay? According to Siksha Shastram, Om should take only three units of time. To utter Omkaraha, one should take only three units of time. Okay. This is just a reminder. Then Matra. Then Balam. Balam literally means strength, emphasis, and the involved in pronouncing a letter properly. We have abhyantara prayatnaha and bahya prayatnaha, means effort, there's specific effort in involved in pronouncing every sound, and there's also the effort is in keeping with the origination of the sound also. Sthanam. One should make note of this sthanam and prayatnaha in pronouncing the sounds so that the words become pronounced, uttered correctly. Pronunciation must be taken care of. Then sama. Sama, I said, samatha. The pace in chanting of the words also must be maintained. The chanting should not be too fast, should not be too slow. It must be madhya vritya uchcharanam. Is sama means maintaining the evenness in chanting the mantras, the words of the mantras, is said to be sama, otherwise said to be samatha. Okay. This last bit, last one, I might have skipped yesterday. Santanaha. Santanaha also is said to be santatihi. Santanaha is a masculine gender word. Santanaha is a masculine gender word. And we have equivalent feminine gender word, santatihi. In fact, the lineage, perpetuation is also meant by the word santanaha, santatihi. Santanaha, progeny. The progeny which contribute for the perpetuation of family lineage, that will be santanaha, santatihi. Putra santatihi, putra santanaha. You would have heard this word in that context. Putra santanaha, putra santatihi, etc. But here, don't think of putra santatihi or putra santanaha. Here, santanaha or santatihi means samhita. Santanaha means santatihi. Santatihi means samhita. Samhita means sandhihi. Sandhihi means euphonic combination of sounds. So, combination of sounds. Which sounds? Combining letters or sounds in their closest proximity. When sounds come together, when they are in their closest proximity, how they are combined. Thereby, how the words also become compounded. We should remember. So here, the words become combined. In order to appropriate proper combination of words, combining words, strictly following the rules pertaining to the euphonic combination of sounds, sandhi rules taught in grammar, is called santanaha or samhita. Sorry, santanaha, santatihi or samhita. Okay. That's how we have long, many compound words. Everywhere we have compound words. So when you're chanting, let me explain to you what is the rule you should follow here. Now, parthaya pratibodhitam bhagavata narayanena swayam vyasena grathitam purana munina. Okay. Purana munina is a compound word. Puranena munina is not a compound word. But there, the word is Purana Munina is one word. You can't say Purana and Munina little later. That one word should not be broken because it's a compound word. So while chanting, we have to take care of whether the words can be split, broken, or whether words cannot be split, or what is a sandhi, what is the euphonic combination involved, etc. We should remember. That is taking care of the combination of the words. I mean, not breaking them when we are chanting them. We should say, if they can be broken, we can split them, we can split. If sometimes you can't split, Purana Munina, Purana, then Munina, we can't split. Like that, if a compound word can be split properly or it should not be split. We should remember those rules. That is why, even if we do not know the rules, better always learn the chanting correctly, properly from a person who knows the chanting correctly. The person who does not know correct chanting, correct method of chanting, and if we learn from such a person, and you also make the same mistakes of the person who teaches or who taught you. Therefore, it's very important to take care of those rules pertaining to the science of phonetics in order to make your chanting effective, beneficial, useful. Okay, these are the things I want to say. Atha, okay. Shiksham vyakhyasyamah varnasvarah matrabalam samasantanah ityuktasi ikshadhyayah. This adhyayah, this first chapter itself is known the title of Siksha, Shikshavalli, because this group of six factors pertaining to Siksha, the science of phonetics, is mentioned here in this chapter. Okay. With this, let us enter into the next mantra, which you have to see. Yeshaha hi sikshitavyaha arthaha. Yeshaha arthaha sikshitavyaha. Hi, indeed. This set of six words, six topics, which form the discipline of science of phonetics, should be taught. Siksha, yasmin adhyaye, saha ayam sikshadhyayaha, iti evam uktaha uditaha. This entire first chapter itself is known as Sikshavalli because it is the chapter in which the science of phonetics is briefly discussed. Therefore, the chapter itself is known as Sikshadhyayaha. Okay. And Uktaha means has been said, which also means Uditaha has been said. And the word Uktaha is mentioned here in the mantra in order to state that the section, the entire section becomes summed up. mean, this whole section consisting of two lines only discusses a set of six topics pertaining to the science of phonetics. That's all. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.